WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to The Stoic Life. This is your boy Logan Cruz, here to help you build that calm confidence, crush those daily anxieties, and live a life that feels more, well, epic. Now, I've been getting a lot of messages lately about this whole mental health thing. We all know it's important, but sometimes life just throws curveballs, right? Between work stress, relationship trauma, and that ever-present doomscrolling vortex on our phones, it can feel like our minds are constantly battling an army of negative thoughts. Sound familiar? But guess what? You have the power to change that narrative. And one surprisingly powerful tool you might not be using is positive affirmations. Yeah, those little phrases we sometimes roll our eyes at. But trust me, they're more than just fluffy feel-good words. They're like mental muscle training for your brain, helping you rewire those negative thought patterns and build a stronger, more resilient mindset. So, let's dive into the power of positive affirmations and how they can seriously upgrade your mental health game. First things first. What exactly are positive affirmations? Think of them as little love notes to your subconscious mind. They're statements that you repeat to yourself out loud or in your head about your strengths, abilities, and desired outcomes. Instead of saying, "I'm so stressed," you might say, "I'm capable of handling this challenge with calmness and focus." And here's the magic. Our brains are wired to believe what we repeatedly tell them. So by consistently feeding your mind positive affirmations, you start to reprogram those old negative beliefs and replace them with empowering ones. Done. Now, let's get practical. Here are 5 key takeaways on how to make positive affirmations work for you. 1. Make it personal. Generic affirmations like "I'm successful" might not resonate as deeply. Tailor your affirmations to your specific goals and challenges. If public speaking scares you, maybe your affirmation is "I am confident and articulate when I speak." 2. Keep it present tense. When you say "I will be happy," your brain hears it as something in the future. Instead, use the present tense. "I am choosing happiness," or "I feel joy and gratitude right now." This helps create a sense of immediacy and power. 3. Believe it to see it. This one's huge. Don't just say the words, truly believe them. If you say "I am strong and capable," but your inner voice screams "no way," it won't work. It takes time, practice, and a willingness to shift your perspective. 4. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Just like a muscle needs consistent training, affirmations need repetition to make a real impact. Aim for several times a day first thing in the morning, during stressful moments, or before bedtime. Make it a habit. 5. Pair it with action. Affirmations are powerful, but they work best when combined with action. If your affirmation is "I'm confident," then back that up by stepping outside your comfort zone and trying something new. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut of self-doubt? Like those inner critics are always winning the battle. Well, I've been there, trust me. Remember that time I tried to audition for that improv show? Disaster, right? My mind was a whirlwind of "you're not funny," and "what are you even doing?" But then I stumbled upon this idea of positive affirmations. I started telling myself, "I am hilarious, I embraced the stage," and guess what? I actually nailed it. Turns out, those silly little phrases did something powerful. They shifted my mindset from fear to excitement, and that made all the difference. So, there you had it, folks. The power of positive affirmations for mental health is real. It's not about ignoring your struggles or pretending everything is perfect. It's about consciously choosing to focus on your strengths, cultivate a more optimistic outlook, and empower yourself to overcome challenges with grace and resilience. Remember those key takeaways. Personalize your affirmations, use the present tense, believe them with every fiber of your being, repeat them often, and most importantly, back them up with action. Go out there and start writing your story. What affirmation will you start using today? Share it with me on social media. I want to hear your powerful words. Until next time, keep stoking.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.